All right, the audio is going.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to call the Government Operations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:36. The first item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Brevard.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, will you say our morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am, I'll be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Father, we come to you again thanking you for this day and for all the blessings that you bestow upon us, Lord. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do the important work for the nation. Please bless our people. Take care of our children, our elders, those who serve, and the families who are currently mourning. Lord, please help those that are sick. And we ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes from Friday.
Chair, this is Rebard. I'm not seeing the minutes on the invite.
I'm not either. I'm looking into my emails now. Clerk, can you tell us when those were sent?
I just resent them.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, committee, you have them in your inbox.
Clerk, or Chair, this is Jody. Are we, so the notebook copy is the 24th, but the other piece that was sent was the 22nd. So do we need to do both?
I think it should be the 24th.
Clerk, are you there?
I am here.
So are we approving the 22nd or the 24th?
It should be the 24th. I'm thinking the minutes that are in Word are supposed to be dated the 24th. It's just she did not change the date.
Would you prefer for us to just wait until we have that sorted out and we can approve two sets of minutes at the next meeting?
That is completely up to you, ma'am.
Well, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next item on our agenda is number 5, which is consideration of ONCA 21-116. But without objection, we're going to skip down to number 6, which is ONCR 2119, a resolution for the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2022. The sponsor's Congressman Walker, and Second speaker, Rivard, have you co-sponsored?
Yes, okay, I have. I'm sorry, the clerk gave me the proper form, and I filled that out a while ago after the chair asked okay. me to co-sponsor this bill, resolution number ONCR 21-19, is a resolution that comes to Congress on an annual basis, and we've been doing that for some time. And it just allows the chief to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the nation. And it allows him to do this and, through October 1st, 2022.
Okay, we're going to open up for questions or comments from the committee.
Chair Goodfox.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, I think this is great. I'm just wondering, why don't we just make a law where we don't have to come back every year and do this? Has that ever been considered?
Chair, this is Rivard. I think there was some discussion about this last year just a little bit, and I don't feel like we really ever addressed it. And I think this is a resolution that's required by the BIA. I don't know if it's restricted because of the superintendent on the timeline, but I think that would be a good question, Congressman Keene, and you may want to follow up with Melissa Curry in Real Estate Services. She might be able to give us more info on it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other member? If not, if there are no other questions or comments from the committee or members that are on the line, then the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to move ONCR 21-19 out of committee with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed, motion carries, and ONCR 21-19 will be reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Thank you, Second Speaker.
Thank you, Chair.
All right, now we're going to move up to ONCA 21-116, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $62,000 to the City of Hominy for building renovations to transform a church annex into a senior center and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I am also the vice chair, so there is no one to relinquish the chair to. So I will, without objection, I'm just going to go ahead and continue on. This appropriation, I drafted last week. Currently, Hominy has a senior center that was gifted by the Presbytery, the Eastern Oklahoma Presbytery. They tried to sell the church for, 6 months to 10 months. And at some point, the decision was made to just gift it to the City of Hominy so that we could have a senior center. They've been raising funds and getting people to donate even time to renovate, and they are trying to raise money to complete renovations so that they can have a nice senior center here. And what they're still looking to raise is $62,000. And I will take any questions or comments from the committee at this time.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Second speaker.
Yes, thank you. I'm familiar with the Presbyterian Church, you know, providing meals to the folks in Hominy. And I feel like since we have that service here in Pawhuska and in Gray Horse, Fairfax area, I feel like I don't object at all to providing some money to them to help feed our folks there in Hominy. I want to ensure that they're getting hot meals. And if this is our only route to do that, then I'm in support of this.
Thank you. Any other member?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Over the years, I've had a lot of interaction with the senior citizens in Hominy. And I remember when they were in the old school building. That being said, there are a lot of good people that utilize that center. So I'll be supporting this this piece of legislation also. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Any other member?
Chair, this is Revarding. Quickly, I'd just like to say that the sponsor, Congresswoman Goodfox, has also agreed to use the funds that we currently have available in the FY21 unspent appropriation amount. So I appreciate that. And again, I support this legislation.
Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chair?
Yes.
I have a question. So I apologize. I had this running, but I didn't hear every bit of the beginning of the meeting. But my question is, I realize that this helps them complete their project, but has there been any discussion on, like, it almost seems like that's getting them right to the penny of what it is their need is, but have we had any conversation of, is this enough? Like a nice little more round number, or, you know, because as far as actually being able to provide the meals, I know they're doing the best they can, but this is for them to actually be able to provide the senior center. So I just didn't know if there was any more conversation of, would they need any additional accommodations or, you know, anything like that? Because, you know, as most of us know, when you're sitting there, you know, having fundraisers and trying to get every penny you can with fundraisers and things like that, you literally are budgeting just for the bare minimum. And because this is an opportunity to provide them for them, and we do have with the mention of being the prior year's funding, it is there. I was just curious if there was any additional discussion to get them over where, like, they were just trying to make it down to the penny on simply the building, because it does have a lot of support. It is a big need, but I just wanted to make sure that we were providing enough.
Thank you, Speaker. I have not had any of those discussions. Just the call has been put out to the community where they've are asking anyone to donate money. $62,000 was what the latest of what I knew that they were trying to still reach their goal. The call was put out in a football program of the last home game. And, you know, as speaker or second speaker Revard commented earlier, we don't have an Osage Nation Title VI here in Hominy, and the city senior center is what we have. It's a modest investment into the community where we have Osage elders. The senior center here serves all elders. And so I have not had any conversations with the city to see, you know, if they might need more. I'm just going off of what I know has been communicated to the community.
All right, Chairwoman.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, would, as a co-sponsor, I obviously am ready to assist. Would you all indulge me in tabling this piece to later in the meeting and give me a minute? I mean, I would just hate to miss the mark. You know, I mean, I realize, like I said, if you're fundraising, you're going to ask to like just get there, right? So, kind of waiting and hoping for the day of that to come. So I would just hate to miss it. Like, what if, you know, it was all of a sudden a gift is, you know, there of someone able to help you. And then you wished you would have said, okay, well, we need $5,000 for an additional ramp or handicap restroom, or I don't know, something like that. Because yeah. You know, we don't know that was, because that building's just been the way it is. We really don't know if they have all the accommodations. So would you indulge me in tabling this until later in the meeting?
Yes. We can, okay, without objection, the chair is going to move to the next agenda item, which is ONCA 2199, an act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 to the executive branch for the fencing for an Osage Nation cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I am also the vice chair, so I will, without objection, continue to discuss this legislation. It has been a long discussion over the course of, you know, 7-8 years where we have talked about an Osage Nation tribal, you know, tribal cemetery. And we actually do own the land right above the Pawhuska Cemetery. Chief and I went out a little over a month ago to look at that with someone from the realty office. It would just cost too much to get a road up there and to get things cleared. There's a lot of rock. And Congressman Big Horse called me a little over a month ago as well. And we asked executive to identify some other parcels of land where this could potentially be. And they were able to identify some land just north of, no, I'm sorry, just south of Pawhuska, where a cemetery could potentially be. And as it happens to be, it is just about as in the center of Osage boundaries as you can get. And the land is, there's not much clearing that has to be, not much leveling. It seems to be in pretty good shape. And that's where they have identified, the executive branch has identified, it could be used for a tribal cemetery. And they have estimated that about $40,000 would be needed to fence it in. And then the plan is for next fall, for the roads department to be able to use the federal dollars for the roads and curbing. So the chair will entertain any questions or comments at this time.
Chair, this is Maker. I have a question.
Yes.
I might have missed it if you had said, but is this property already owned by the nation?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and if you check through your emails, the beginning of session, probably I don't know, a week before session, it was sent to all of Congress where the location is. Do we have anyone from executive on the line that would like to speak to this? Because let me see who we've got. Mr. Johnson, are you there? Okay, I guess not. It shows that he's on the line. Okay, well, any other questions or comments?
Yes, Madam Chair, I have a question for you.
Yes, Congressman Bickers.
The $40,000, is that what it's going to cost for the roads?
No, sir, that's going to be just for the fencing.
Okay.
The plan is for the roads to be taken out of the federal dollars that the nation uses for the roads department.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. If there's no more questions or comments, the chair will entertain any motions.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to send ONCA 2199 to Congress with a do pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries and ONCA 2199 will be sent to Congress with a do pass recommendation. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2187, an act to repeal 15 ONC 17-103, 17-104, 17-105, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. What this does is it, several years back, there was a law that was passed in, hold on just a second, 2016. And it was ONCA 16-112. And it was an act that required all donations made on behalf of the Osage Nation to be funded, administered, and awarded by the Osage Nation Foundation. We didn't have that bill in effect very long before the donations turned to grants. Wording for appropriation, we kind of looked at monies that were being sent to other governments like cities, communities, as different than a donation. And so while it was intended to work, it really hasn't. And so we have continued to see donations for different things other than government to government be filed. And I just felt like this bill needed to be repealed. So the chair will entertain any questions, comments, or movement.
Madam Chair, I have a question on this.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
So if this law is repealed, so are we going to then take another look at the way the donations are going to be handled into the future? Thank you.
If we, yeah, I mean, it would just revert back to if anyone wanted to appropriate money for a donation, they would be able to file it, and it could actually be called a donation instead of a grant or just an appropriation. I will say that with the repeal of this, we were, as a Congress, appropriating money to the Osage Nation Foundation for donations. we were supplying the donation money. I mean, we wrote the law, we passed the law in 2016, and with that, we started appropriating more money for the donations request. But it, like I said, it hasn't worked because right off the bat, we started saying, well, government to government is different. And we're not going to call it a donation. We're going to call it a grant, whether it was for which we all support the government to government donation request or grant request or funding request. And we've been able to help a lot of communities with water issues and ambulance and fire trucks. And now with hopefully being able to help Hominy with the senior center. But we've also had some requests come through for things that aren't government to government, but are worthy causes like CASA. So I just thought that repealing this would it would help us to be able to just say what it is in a bill, a donation, not a grant or just an appropriation. So yes, we would have to, we wouldn't, if you wanted to look at it, Congressman Maker, at some other alternative for how our donations are going to be handled, then you'd be able to do that.
Thank you. That was my question. And then are we still going to fund in donation money to the foundation if this is repealed, or how will that work?
Well, that'd be up to the members of Congress. If someone wanted to put it in there, they'd be able to. And if someone wrote a law that said we're not going to, then that it would be open.
Okay. So this then will end the donation money going to the foundation.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, that's my question.
Oh, well, no, not necessarily. If someone wanted to take the donation money down in the Osage Nation Foundation line item, then they would be able to do that. And there would be a just reason why, which would be the repeal of this bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair.
You're welcome. Who is that, Speaker?
Yes. So, I agree, and because even at the, what am I agreeing with? I agree that this conversation is going to continue, and there's still a lot more to discuss. But this, you and I have had this conversation. I understand we often mention that this bill is in place. However, there have been workarounds, but also, one thing that I've mentioned before is that this bill, I would have to say, because a big piece of it that needs to be addressed is in their policy. And I think that there's been discussion that has begun regarding their policy, because this bill does not allow, their policy does not allow for this bill to actually work the way it was, intended to work from the beginning. And so one reason for this bill, if I recall correctly, is, there was a discussion that a member of Congress had been bringing several donation efforts to the Congress. And we thought, well, okay, this is just from one member. If all 12 of us began to do that, it could get out of hand. And so that was one of the reasons that Congresswoman Good Fox, her effort for this bill. But then again, like I said, for things to go to the foundation, their policies didn't allow it. And that's something that they're bringing up right now, is that their policy doesn't allow for that amount. Although I think they've gone outside of their policy as well. Like the time we did the 50,000, they approved the $50,000 Jesuit Archives donation. So those, if for this bill to even work, you know, it would have to align with their policies. And, but that doesn't, I don't know that it's, it would cut down on, you know, again, like she said, that it began to be called grants, which they're the ones who actually do the grants. That's not even, I don't even think it's supposed to be donations. They're the ones that do grants, but they're community grants and it's only up to 2,500. They do an arts matching grant, but that's like 10 for 10. You bring your 10, they'll give you 10. And a lot of time, and I would like for them to take a look at the way they handle that also, because, you know, not all artists, if you look at who has received those matching art grants, it's typically the same folks over and over. And one thing is, you know, if you're a struggling artist or just starting artists, and we have many, many talented young artists who are, you know, just finding their way, and they may not have $10,000 to put down on, you know, just an arts effort, and to get it matched through the grant. So it's typically those same folks that are able to receive it year over year. So it's, this is a very, big discussion. I think it's probably going to need to continue. But I just wanted to say that that's, that for one is a piece of the issue that's not working, is that their policy doesn't match up with this law and afford to do that. But then again, we also have our government to government. So I would say, even if we go into this, like, two options. Oh, also one reason I really chimed in was because for the, does it stop the Congress from continuing to give money to the foundation? No, I think there's still currently a bill out there. I think that, you know, that'll be addressed. And so it doesn't stop the money. You can raise the money, lower the money, or just completely cut the money off. But that was another conversation that we've had over the past several years, is that if we continue to provide large appropriations to the foundation, then it's almost as if it, the motivation isn't there for the foundation to make money, make its own money, which is what it should be doing. So at the end of the day, I guess the question would be, why not the Congress do the donations? Because it's just basically what we're doing right now is we are providing, appropriating the money for the foundation to decide who it's, you know, going to be. And, but if you, you know, we do receive the reports on that. And I mean, I would say it's just as well to come back to make the decisions from that. But anyways, the point is, it's kind of this, we had this conversation just the other day on the cultural donations, because that is also another piece that's within the big bill and within our government. So it's definitely an ongoing discussion. And I don't know that this bill wouldn't be needed at all. Therefore, I'm just suggesting that perhaps it be tabled until that actual real big discussion does take place, which we're not going to figure it out right now, because we're going to need the foundation and we're going to need them to discuss their policy. But do you see what I'm saying? Is that this bill doesn't match up with our policy. They can't go over 2,500. So when people are wanting $5,000 donations or $50,000 donations, it really doesn't meet their policy. However, they have done it. So I would suggest either tabling this, or, you know, perhaps there would be a need for another bill in the future. It just needs to match up with their policy. So that's just a suggestion, that you might possibly want to table this bill, pending a larger discussion. But if you want it gone too, that's fine too, but we might need something in law at some point. But then people need to follow it, because this one is currently not being followed. So anyways, I just wanted to answer Congressman Maker's discussion also, is that we can't appropriate. However, again, there needs to be the motivation there for the foundation to raise their own money. because we've been providing an appropriation to them for several years now. Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker. Any other member? Questions, comments? Committee? Well, as sponsor of the bill, I will say it's my intent to move it out of committee and not table it. Like Speaker mentioned, it was intended for donations to be streamlined through the Osage Nation Foundation. And we have not done that. We've appropriated money for, like I mentioned earlier, government to government, meaning from Osage Nation to a city. We've also donated money for statues, memorials. And so the wording has been different. It's not an actual donation. We've just appropriated or used the word grant. And so I think in repealing this, then we can kind of start over and see where we need to go with the whole donations later on. So the chair will, if there's no questions or comments, the chair will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, without objection, I'll make a motion to report ONCA 21-87 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Seeing none. The motion carries and ONCA 2187 will be sent to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Now we're going to move back up to number 5 on the agenda, which is ONCA 21-116, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $62,000 to the City of Hominy for building renovations to transform a church annex into a senior center and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. We held on this per the speaker's request. Speaker, were you able to get any questions answered that you had?
Sure. Yes. I've had a couple of... Okay, I have made a couple of contacts and I'm getting information right now. So, but I probably do need about 15 minutes. Would you all possibly recess until 11:30?
We can do that. Without objection, the chair is going to recess us till 11:30 and we are scheduled till noon. So we are in recess till 11:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clerk, can you take us off?
Jordan is on his way over right now.
Okay, and then we'll come back in at 11:30. Thank you. Committee, if you would please check your emails for committee reports.